Search teams have recovered a key piece of hardware from the doomed U.S. space shuttle Columbia. It is a data recorder, a discovery that is providing new hope for finding the reason the shuttle disintegrated upon reentry last month. The data recorder survived the fiery breakup of the shuttle and landed on a slope near Hemp Hill, Texas. A team combing the area for shuttle debris came across it, dry and partially buried in the ground. A spokesman for the independent board of experts probing the disaster, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Woody Woodyard, says investigators are happy the box did not land in water.
It survived, amazingly, that reentry. We're very, very happy with the condition of it. It's intact. We're very hopeful this was a very promising find because we all know that it can contain some information that can really help us begin to solve this detective story.
The shuttle data box has been sent for cleaning and analysis to the U.S. Space Agency's Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, the home of the shuttle program. Shuttle recorders such as this one operate only during launch and reentry, and store information on magnetic tape about temperature, aerodynamic pressure, vibrations, and other information from dozens of sensors throughout the orbiter. They do not relay the information to ground controllers during flight. Investigators are hopeful the Columbia recorder will give them a new lead into why gases, superheated by the friction of the shuttle's reentry, penetrated the orbiter. They believe the hot gases entered through a breach in the left wing and exited from the left landing wheel compartment. The focus of the probe is what caused that breach, which is thought to have been in either a thermal tile or the protective reinforced carbon compound on the wing's front edge. Investigators have learned just how hot Columbia got during its disintegration. Board member James Halleck says a piece of disfigured metal debris from the left landing gear shows that temperatures were extreme.
How much heat? Well, there's a corner missing. It has been melted off. This is titanium. It melts at approximately 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's a large temperature.
Investigation Board spokesman Woody Woodyard says it is fortunate that the heat somehow bypassed the data recorder.
There are some items that can survive reentry because they're covered in part of a larger system that are around it. So as the heat might disintegrate pieces around it, by the time it gets to this particular box, it clearly had already passed the hottest temperatures.
Colonel Woodyard says investigators hope to have information from the data recorder by the end of next week at the earliest. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.